opening report takes us to America, where President Donald Trump is facing his first major test of public opinion, the midterm elections. How do they work? And why are they so important? 4 points to understanding these elections and what's at stake. 1. How the midterms work.
U.S. presidents are elected for 4 years, so Donald Trump doesn't face re-election until 2020. But America's legislature, the two chambers of Congress, have a different calendar, with a national election falling this November. The 435 members of the House of Representatives are elected for only 2 years, so all of them face election battles, as do a third of the 100 senators. Coming at the halfway point of a president's term, the midterm elections are a moment that can change the balance of power in U.S. politics.
2. Why the midterms are important.
The midterms are seen as a national judgment of a new president's first 2 years in office. In 2010, for example, Barack Obama was punished by voters as the Republican opposition took control of Congress from the Democrats. From that point on, the Republicans blocked his every initiative. Today, Trump is in a similar position. So far, he has had a friendly Congress, with the Republicans dominating both houses. If the Democrats take back control, the consequences for Trump are serious. Not only will his power be diminished, but he could face impeachment if there is evidence that his campaign in 2016 colluded with Russia or broke electoral rules.
3. Trump's popularity is not enough.
Despite what the rest of the world thinks, Trump is very popular indeed with Republican voters, 87% of whom think that he's doing a good job as president. As a result, he now dominates the party that once derided him. Many moderate Republican politicians who disagree with his views have decided to quit politics at this election, their places being taken by strongly pro-Trump candidates. A Republican win in the midterms, therefore, will increase Trump's hold over American politics. But popularity with his own side is not enough, because only 27% of American voters identify themselves as Republicans.
4. Democratic weakness is a risk.
Some 29% of American voters are Democrats who massively disapprove of Trump's actions as president. But the most important part of the electorate are independents, the 43% of Americans who have no party affiliation. Just over one-third of independents approve of Trump. Add to that the 27% of Americans who are Republicans, and he is going into the midterms with a potential total of 42% of Americans favoring him. A good start. Crucially, the Democrats must avoid being so anti-Trump that they forget to offer something positive that independents can vote for. At present, the party is divided between centrist veterans and a new, more radically left-wing younger generation. There's no leader or coherent political program. So, although most voters oppose Trump, the Democrats' confusion may be his opportunity.